Chapter 29. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are increased, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man bears rule, the people sigh. Whoso loves wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keeps company with harlots wastes his substance. The king by justice establishes the land, but he that requires gifts overthrows it. A man that flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his steps. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare. But the righteous does sing and rejoice. The righteous take knowledge of the cause of the poor. The wicked has no understanding to know it. Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man has a controversy with a foolish man, whether he be angry or laugh, there will be no rest. The bloodthirsty hate him that is perfect. As for the upright, they seek his life. A fool utters all his anger, but a wise man keeps it back and stills it. If a ruler listens to falsehood, all his servants are wicked. The poor man and the oppressor meet together. Yahweh gives light to the eyes of both. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. When the wicked are increased, transgression increases, but the righteous shall look upon their fall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not give heed. See you a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. He that delicately brings up his servant from a child shall have him become a son at the last. An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but he that is of a lowly spirit shall obtain honor. Whoso is partner with a thief hates his own soul. He hears the oath and utters nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts his trust in Yahweh shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's judgment comes from Yahweh. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked.